And my thanks there to Mike Woods. He'll be back with us on the half hour for another look at today's main news stories. It's exactly 6 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Paris Live PM here on Radio France International. Well, Donald Trump has fired the acting top legal officer in the United States after she questioned the legality of his immigration ban that was announced last Friday. Interim Attorney General Sally Yates, who was appointed by Barack Obama, had ordered Justice Department lawyers not to comply with the president's order. A White House statement accused Ms. Yates of betraying the Justice Department and said she was, in its word, weak on borders. There have been angry reactions from Democrats and some Republicans to Yates' dismissal. Now, for the latest on all of this, I'm joined on the line now by our correspondent, Simon Marks, who's in Washington. Simon, thank you for taking our call today. There's been negative reaction to this dismissal from all sorts of different quarters, even mutterings about a looming constitutional crisis. Has Trump made a mistake with this decision?
Well, he certainly acted very swiftly. This was a night of drama here in the United States, and the stage is set here now for another day of drama because Republicans up on Capitol Hill have to decide now whether they are going to continue backing Jeff Sessions, the man that Donald Trump wants to be his attorney general, after action last night by the president of the United States that suggests that Donald Trump is ready to pierce the traditional independence that the Justice Department is supposed to enjoy. Sally Yates was indeed a Barack Obama era appointee, but she was supported when she was confirmed in her position by many leading Republicans up on Capitol Hill who had to vote in her confirmation hearings. And the real issue is over the legality of the president's orders. Sally Yates indicated to Justice Department lawyers that she was not convinced the president's order had a legal basis, and therefore she told them to stop defending it in court cases that are being brought all over the United States from coast to coast as people challenge the president's executive orders. Donald Trump says, well, my orders are legal. I say they are legal. She's weak on immigration. I'm replacing her with someone else. That is not supposed to be how the process works. The Justice Department is supposed to be insulated from politics. And that's what really worries some prominent Republicans up on Capitol Hill. They increasingly fear that on a whole variety of different issues, Donald Trump is indicating a willingness to tinker with, overturn, if you like, conventional checks and balances within government, and that this is the most dramatic example of that taking place.
Well, indeed, the shock tactics are really in play, and he's really seeing how far he can go here. Now, former President Obama suggested upon leaving office that he would not interfere with the work of his successor unless he felt American values were at stake. Now he has spoken out praising protesters. Does Obama, who tried to calm concerns about Trump before the handover, does he really appear genuinely rattled by this?
Well, I think he appears genuinely concerned about it. He put a statement out through his spokesman yesterday here saying that he was heartened by the protests that have been taking place across the country and rejecting the notion of any kind of presidentially approved or enforced discrimination. He clearly believes that Donald Trump is engaged in discrimination with these executive orders. The president, President Trump, says this isn't a Muslim ban. That is clearly not the way that his detractors see it. But Barack Obama himself, it should be said, is breaking with convention here. Traditionally, presidents, when they leave office, don't weigh in, at least immediately, or even in the medium term, over what their successors have been doing in the White House. Now Barack Obama is very clearly indicating that as soon as he gets back to Washington from his holiday out in California, he is not going to hesitate to speak out when, as he put it, core American values are at stake. Hillary Clinton, too, has voiced her support for the protesters that have been gathering across the country. And it is highly likely that both of them, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, will be returning to the fray as the debate over the president's actions continues.
Now, from a hop and a skip and a jump to Trump is going to announce his Supreme Court nomination today. What, Simon, can we expect?
Well, look, he's really hoping that he's going to get to change the subject here, and to some extent he will have an opportunity to do that. He's going to be unveiling his Supreme Court nominee. Remember that Justice Antonin Scalia died last year unexpectedly. He has not been replaced on the 9-member Supreme Court, so at the moment there are only 8 justices. President Trump previously issued a list of people that he would consider for any Supreme Court vacancies, all of them quite conservative jurists that Donald Trump clearly hopes will reflect his political view and his worldview when they get on the Supreme Court. There is, of course, never a guarantee. Many Supreme Court justices have come bitterly to disappoint the presidents who nominated them. There will be, under any circumstances, an intensity of interest in who Donald Trump appoints to the court. Remember, justices are appointed for life. They get the opportunity to continue shaping American society long after the presidents who appointed them have departed the political scene. And I think the intensity will be even greater this time round, because it is perfectly conceivable that Donald Trump's immigration ban will eventually rise to the level of the Supreme Court. It may well be, ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court that decides whether Donald Trump, last Friday night when he signed that executive order at the Pentagon, acted within the bounds of the U.S. Constitution or overstepped the mark.
Okay, my thanks there to our correspondent Simon Marks joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. It's coming up to 13 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Paris Live PM.